and you almost have to be stubborn slash a little bit stupid, right, to actually go to,
exactly.
And that's so cool, because that's how you succeed.
Yeah,
you have to be a little ignorant, right?
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. And
I love that.
I remember kind of, you know, and I, you know, like I said in the past, yeah, I was super goal oriented. All I could see was, you know, I'm gonna make something of myself. I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be a UFC champ some point, you know, like that's all I could think about, that my sights were set on that. And then one day at the coffee shop, I'm kind of having a rough day, you know, I'm tired, because I mean, you imagine, you get up 3 a.m. and work, and then go to training, and then try to take a nap, and then train again, and then go to sleep by like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Like, man, that's a rough day. And you can only string that together for so long. Yeah. And I had been doing it maybe a month or so. And I was having a rough day. And I remember I'm serving coffee to someone in through the drive-thru window. And I catch my reflection in their window, you know, the car's window. And I just, like, I couldn't help but just look at myself. And, like, I saw myself totally differently than I ever have. You know, I was like, man, here's a 33-year-old guy who has a college education, and I'm working at a coffee shop. I'm serving drinks through a drive-thru window, and, you know, I'm wearing a ridiculous apron, and, you know, like probably a stupid hat. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just like, what happened? How did I get here? Like, and I just, I remember thinking, man, I'm like, I really need to evaluate my life. Like, this is not what I wanted. And I have no money in the bank. And I, you know, I'm like, I'm scraping by. Like, maybe it's time that I kind of realize that this dream isn't going to happen. You know, like, I was fortunate to, you know, for everything to kind of click with wrestling, and, you know, I made it work, but, you know, I kind of thought maybe it's not going to happen this time. Yeah. And, you know, I tried to make myself okay with that, and just, you know, and then it, you know, it became harder and harder to wake up at 3 a.m. and to, you know, to go to training and do all that stuff. And, you know, so I was at the end of my rope, really. And I was close to calling it quits. And, but, you know, I think we talked about this before. There's always, when you have nothing left to give, there's some drive that it's kind of unconscious, and it keeps you taking steps, you know, putting one foot in front of the other somehow, you know, even though you feel like you can't do it, you just somehow you're, you know, your body just knows what to do. And I that's kind of what I was doing for, I'd say a week. And then I remember having this conversation with my manager, you know, the night before work. He said, man, Rashad Evans just tore his ACL, and he's supposed to fight Daniel Cormier in, you know, and that's, you know, the fight is less than 2 weeks away. And I go, I know Daniel. Like, I wrestled with that guy at the Olympic Training Center. Like, I know everything about him. Like, I'd fight that guy. Like, sure, we're friendly. Like, we're friends with each other, but I'd fight him. Like, that's, you know, and I remember honestly saying that to him, and he's like, well, why don't you tweet it out? And I was like, listen, man, my 300 followers are not going to care whether I want to, you know, whether I want to fight Daniel Cormier in the UFC or not. Like, that doesn't make sense. But he kind of talked me into it. I was like, okay. And that was right before I went to bed. So, you know, it's like 8 o'clock. I go to bed, and, you know, I don't even look at my phone. I'm just kind of in the mix of waking up at 3, jumping on my bike, because I don't have a car, riding down the street to the coffee shop, and you know, getting things going, just, you know, getting my day started. And all throughout the day, you know, like I don't think I had a break because I just worked, you know, I worked straight through so I could leave. But all throughout the day, I feel my phone vibrate in my pocket. I'm just like, man, what is, like, I didn't even think one thing of it. And then it must have been like 8:30 in the morning, around or maybe 9. And out of nowhere, my manager comes busting through the door of the coffee shop in his like full on pajamas. Like he's got sweats and like, you know, it looks like he just rolled out of bed. He's like, hey, I've been trying to call you all day. What are you doing? You know, and he's like, he's freaking out. And I'm just like, I don't know, man, I'm working. Like, what, just relax. And, you know, I was kind of shocked. Like, what are you doing here? What is this? And my boss is standing next to me at the time. And she said, sir, I don't know what you're doing in here, but you can't come in here yelling. You know, I'm going to ask you to leave. And and so he, you know, he gets kicked out. And I'm just thinking, like, what just, like, what is going on right now? And I'm like, and I, you know, in my head, I'm like, I got a half hour until my shift's over. He can wait. And so I go back to, you know, I'm serving coffee out the drive-through window. And this guy walks around behind all the cars and starts yelling at me, like, over a car through the window. Hey, this fight's going to happen. Do you want this fight or not? You gotta answer this phone call right now. And I'm like, what are you talking? Like, what fight are you talking about? You know, I was like, I must have been delirious when I, you know, like, because I had no idea. And I turned to my boss. I said, listen, I really need to take this phone call. I don't know what's going on, but he's freaking out. He's not like this. You know, I'm like trying to defend him a little bit. And he's like, she goes, okay, fine. You know, you can go take the phone call, but you know, just clock out. Like you're done for the day. And I was like, ooh, I'm like, I don't know if I just got fired or not, you know, but inside, like partially I was just kind of like, I don't care. Like yeah. I'm over this life, yeah. You know, as the coffee guy. So I go out and my manager doesn't even say anything to me. Just, you know, sticks the phone in my face. Like, take this call. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, hello, like, what's going on? And sure enough, it's Dana White. And he's like, hey, I've been hearing this story about you. How much of this is true? I'm like, well, it depends what you heard. Like, what are you talking about? You know? And so meanwhile, what I didn't realize is my manager's been spinning this story, you know, the same story I told him the night before. He's spinning this story to Dana White, and he caught his attention. You know, he's like, this can sell, you know, this is a good story. This can sell. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's all true. You know, that happened. And he's like, all right, are you willing to run with the story and push it, you know, and make this show? And I was like, I'm willing to do it, but what, you know, what am I going to get in return? And he's like, you're going to get a UFC contract and you're going to get this fight that's happening in 8 days. And I said, all right, consider it done, you know? And I hung up the phone and he said, okay, we'll send the contract over and we're gonna have you do some press later today. I said, okay. You know, I'm kind of in shock. And, you know, I hang up the phone and I look at my manager. I'm like, Ryan, I'm in the UFC. And he's like, yeah, you know, like he's like freaking out. And he's like, you done with this job, you know, like no more coffee shop bullshit, you know, he's freaking out. And, I ride my bike home and that's probably the best bike ride of my life, you know? Wow. And so I ride my bike home. I said, yeah, I'll meet you at home. I'm going to bring my bike back and whatever. And so later, like a couple hours later, contract comes through, I sign it. And, a car comes and picks us up, brings us to LA. And at the time I'm living in Orange County, brings us to LA and drops us off at Fox Studios. And that evening I'm on live television talking trash, like via satellite with Daniel Cormier and, you know, and selling the fight. And it was just, I mean, you think about what, like a 180 degree turnaround, you know, like you're just, you're waking up at 3 a.m. baking croissants and serving coffee to old ladies, you know, in Dana Point. And then, and that afternoon, you're, you know, you're somebody. You're on TV, you know, getting ready for the biggest fight of your life.